First of all, I can't believe it's been 7 years now that this has been going strong. Congratulations.
Thank you. We love it. We have a great time with it.
So it's coming up this weekend, a huge event. What's new this year? What do people need to be aware of for the actual event itself?
Well, I will tell you one thing that's definitely new this year is we don't have Arctic cold that we've had the last 2 years. Looks like we're going to have highs in the mid-60s, which I think a lot of people, both spectators and runners alike, will be happy about. But we have Tara Costa coming down this year, which is she's the winner of the Biggest Loser is coming down here for our expo, and we'll be speaking here and going to be running our half marathon.
Is it too late to show up and participate?
Absolutely not.
Not too late.
In fact, we have online registration that's open until tomorrow night at midnight. So basically 12:01 Thursday morning, you can't register anymore online. Then you can register at the expo until Saturday afternoon. So you can still register for all the events. And even if you're not a marathoner, Melissa, you know, we have the 5K on Saturday morning,
right,
which is a 3-mile, you know, runner walk and a 1-mile fun walk or fun run that anybody can do to get involved. So any of those things, we'd love to have people involved.
Are you starting at the beach again this time?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're starting out at in Ponte Vedra, running down beautiful Ponte Vedra Boulevard and then through all of our beautiful beaches. And did you see recently that Jacksonville Beach was listed as the 4th best suburb in the country?
I did see that.
So we're anxious to show people why that is. In fact, all of our beaches were in the top 25.
That's right. People, Dr. Perez, people come from all over the world for this event, and it's such a boon to Mayo Clinic and the research and treatment. Can you share with us some highlights and the progress that's being made?
Oh, yes. You know, we've been so thrilled to work with Donna over the last 7 years to make this event a great one for the city of Jacksonville and for research. And I should say that, you know, we're starting Ponte Vedra, but we finished the race at Mayo Clinic, which is really emblematic of what we're doing. Because, you know, all of the proceeds from this event are really very focused into two things, to help underserved women and to help us conduct really state-of-the-art breakthrough research to understand how genes impact the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer.
And there's been so much momentum just in the last several years, it seems, on that front, on the genetic research.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it is because, you know, new technologies are being developed. And one of the great things about this marathon weekend and the event is that we're taking advantage of new technologies and we are developing new technologies that are being used by people from throughout the world. And let me tell you, more is coming. We're very enthusiastic.
So exciting. And the website, of course, is breastcancermarathon.com. You started this foundation, the marathon and the foundation, Donna, to help women that need care and that might not be able to afford it and need more than the medical care. They just need support.
Well, they do, Melissa. And, you know, we know so much now about how stress impacts disease. And we believe that we take a lot of that stress off the shoulders of women. We're approaching now getting closer to 10,000 women that we've been able to serve through the foundation just with their critical needs of everything from their, you know, co-pays to their medical bills to their mortgages. So it's a big need here on the First Coast. Absolutely is.
And it's got to be so gratifying for you personally. What a journey for you.
Well, I tell you what, for me, there's never a year in which I don't have tears at this event because, you know, we're running, people are holding signs, they're talking about their mothers, their daughters, and my daughter is actually running for the first time this year. She's running the half marathon. She's usually there to hug me at the finish line, and she's faster than me, so I assume she'll actually be there again. But it's such a wonderful emotional event, and it's a pleasure to do it every
year. Dr. Perez, do you run it?
Oh, of course.
You do?
Absolutely. I'm going for the full this year, again.
We'll be running together, and she'll be dragging me down the course the whole way.
We've got a call for you. It's Greg at the beaches. Let's go on the air with Greg. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for taking my call. I got to say, it's a great event, and I think it's a wonderful cause, but I am one of the few people, and there's always the buzz, isn't there? One of the few people in Jacksonville that actually has a problem with the event. My residence is right across from the Mayo Clinic. And in the last few years, as the event has grown, more and more people have come into the area, into my neighborhood, parking in my street, leaving
garbage. It's just the disruption that you want to, that's it, okay.
Just disruption. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Basically, everybody is a prisoner in their home for that day.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. You know, that's it, and as events get bigger, they do have those. That's an outgrowth of something becoming popular and people coming in and wanting to be part of it.
Well, and I do want to say, you know, we always are very, very we're very appreciative of the fact that people put up with that one day disruption. And I will say that the folks in that neighborhood, we have tried to implement some special things this year to make sure that nobody goes into their neighborhoods and that is less of a disruption for them. So I hope that's the case. But we really do appreciate the fact that people do put up with an inconvenience for the day, but it is for a fantastic cause.
Yeah. And I can appreciate how he feels. But Dr. Perez, when you think about the big picture that this is, and let me just look at the numbers here, nearly 297,000 new cases of breast cancer every year, 39,000 deaths every year, second only to lung cancer in the deaths of women in the U.S. To me, and I lost my mom to breast cancer, I understand why people might feel a little frustrated who live right in the thick of that. But if it's helping save lives, I think that's worth the disruption.
I think so. You know, we take how each person feels very, very seriously. But breast cancer really is, talk about serious problems in people's lives that go way beyond a few hours or one day. You know, this disease affects so many women or men and their families, their friends. And what we're doing is really for the bigger cause. So all of us donate hundreds of our own personal hours to help this event and help also the city of Jacksonville. And so I hope and we hope that people actually help us even more than what they've been helping us. This is a big thing for so many thousands of people around the world. And we appreciate every minute that people work with us to make this success for all of us, and the patients.
Thank you both so much for being here. It's a big event, and it's this weekend, so have fun out there.
Thanks, Melissa.
And it's breastcancermarathon.com for more information. Donna Deegan and Dr. Edith Perez, oncologist with the Mayo Clinic, joined us.